It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are going to talk about the Foundation Sports Park, an exciting new project under construction in Standard by the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County, next to the existing Standard Park. Joining us today are Brandon Meyer, the president of the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County, and Daryl Slocum, the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. Great to have both of you here in studio with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, I'll start first with Brandon Meyer, and I know we had you on the program quite a long time ago, and tell us a little bit about the Youth Sports Foundation, what you are, and kind of just a little bit of background.
Yeah, great. Thank you. So the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County is a local nonprofit, 501c3, and it's been around since 1998, actually. And the whole focus of what we call it YSF, but the whole focus of YSF is really to improve the quality and life of our county and county residents through youth sports, and more specifically, youth sports facilities and youth sports programs. And so the whole focus has been, how can we improve the facilities we have for our kids? And that's been the goal that the new YSF board and current board has taken on as well.
So, Foundation Sports Park, there was a groundbreaking recently. What can you tell us about what's planned at that site?
Yeah, we're really excited. It's a little over 7 acres. It's right next to Standard Park, so it fits right into the recreational hub of our community. And when we looked at that space, we wanted to see how we can just get more facilities and more play space for our community there. And so we have planned a full-size soccer field, which, interestingly enough, our county does not have a full-size soccer field that is not at the high school. So those are the only two full-size fields in our community. So we're happy to bring that sized field to our community. And it's not just going to be for soccer. It's going to be for really any sport that can be on that space and maybe not beat up the grass at this point until it gets a little more established. But it's not just going to be for soccer. It's really anything that people want to play there. And then we're also going to have pickleball courts, which is really exciting. I know pickleball is an exciting sport and lots of people playing nowadays, and we just don't have enough of those facilities. So we're really excited to get those there as well. We're going to have a smaller artificial grass field next to the pickleball courts. And the idea there is really just to have a turf space that people can use. Smaller soccer games may be able to be played there, some of the little guys maybe. But again, it's also going to be a space that people could maybe go and do CrossFit on, or just go and maybe sit and have a picnic. You know, they want to sit in the grass and that's a good spot for them. Great. We're glad to have that little bit of turf space that people can use. There's going to be batting cages in the corner. Again, no, I don't think there's any batting cages in our community, maybe here and there. But to be able to just have a spot where people can swing in and just hit a couple balls is going to be great. And then the back corner of the property is going to be anchored with a 20,000 square foot pavilion, we're calling it. And the idea inside of that space is indoor sports. So it's going to be outfitted for basketball and volleyball. And then again, anything that can be played indoors that people can imagine using that facility for, it's going to be usable for that.
Go ahead. Okay, a little bit of everything. You know.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff. I mean, we really dreamed big and are trying to execute big. So we're also going to have a walking trail there that's going to connect that Curtis Creek area with Standard and our project, and just have a really nice flat space for people to walk and maybe take their family on a weekend walk while they're waiting for their kids' sports to finish up, or just stop by and take a walk while their kids are doing practice. Really, whatever the community wants to use that for. We're just happy to have a space that's interconnected and out in nature, but flat. Not a lot of flat space in our area to have a trail.
Sure, a lot of people's ears perked up when they heard pickleball courts as well. That's kind of a needed entity here in the community.
Yeah, it's really interesting how much demand there is for pickleball. And I'm surprised how many people are playing, yet so little space in our community. And so the ability to just add on those few pickleball courts is going to actually mean a lot of extra playtime for people who are struggling to get to space right now.
What type of leagues and teams will be utilizing the facility then?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our vision for this park is really, it's going to be a community park. People are going to be able to drop in and use it all they want. And it's going to be free for that purpose. What we do know, though, is that there's a lot of demand for people to come up and use the facility for organized sports. And so anybody that wants to reserve the space and rent it is what we're going to be able to provide to the community. So any team or club or group that you can envision needs to use this space, they're going to be able to reserve it and save that space for themselves so they have guaranteed access. So soccer leagues, we envision volleyball competition clubs or rec clubs being able to use the pavilion, basketball leagues, really any organized league that wants to come and use the space, they're going to be able to do that.
Two of us have talked before. We both have kids who participate in sports in the community. Do you anticipate it could bring in like tournaments as well to Standard?
Yeah, that's a great question and a great point. That's actually been a really kind of a key component for us in this project. We know that a lot of our families are traveling out of the area to go other places to play sports. You know, you name it. That sport's got some sort of competition group that's going on, and we're traveling to go do that. And really, we live where people want to actually visit and vacation. They would much rather come up here, I think, and do those tournaments than maybe somewhere else in our area. And so we knew that was going to be a way that we could help provide for some sustainability for this project. We're obviously working on fundraising to get the project built, and you know, we can talk some more about that later, but we're going to also need to have it to be sustainable. And so that's really part of our model is the community reserving it and renting it for set times and then offering these tournaments where people can come up and play here in our backyard, and then our families are not traveling. And then those communities are bringing their tourism dollars up here. And we've done some market analysis with a company called the Sports Facility Company, and it's pretty staggering, actually, what those outside traveling groups are going to bring into our community. It's not hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is actually millions of dollars of economic development that these types of tournaments are going to bring back to our community.
Yeah, nice boost for the local economy. Do you anticipate YSF will oversee the operations of the field once it's up and running?
Yeah, that's been a big focus for us is locally driven, locally overseen, locally operated. So our group is going to continue to own and operate the park, and we're going to staff it and just make sure it's ran to the highest quality that we believe in, and we want to make sure it stays community focused. So we're going to stay as owner operators of the park.
Well, a lot to get into on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We are going to take a quick break. We're talking about Foundation Sports Park. A lot of funds have been raised for the park. Still more that need to be raised. We're going to talk about that a little bit as well, and also bring in Daryl Slocum, who is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our guests on this weekend show, we have Daryl Slocum as well as Brandon Meyer, president of the Youth Sports Foundation. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking about an exciting project that's construction is underway on in Tuolumne County, Foundation Sports Park. It's in Standard. We're joined on the program today by Brandon Meyer, who is the president of the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County, the group that is overseeing the project. Also, Daryl Slocum, the CEO of Sonora Area Foundation. Daryl Slocum, I'll bring you into the conversation next. $1.5 million was given to the Youth Sports Foundation for Foundation Sports Park, the largest ever donation from the foundation for a project. So can you tell us a little bit about the backstory and how this all came to be?
I'd love to. In fact, I get really excited talking about the project. Just listening to Brandon give the overview got me thinking about what an amazing project it is. So how the donation came about is really a factor of, number one, the type of people that are involved with the project. Brandon and his team at Youth Sports Foundation are individuals from our community who have families, you know, their own kids, involved with recreation, And they threw themselves behind this, the idea being that they wanted to make a difference in our community and put their time and effort forward in order to make that happen. And our board was really impressed by that. They were also impressed by the plans that they had, that they had in essence already acquired the property by the time they came to us to talk to us about what they had planned, had a very well thought out plan that actually evolved over the, I don't think pickleball courts were originally in there. I mean, and again, this has been in the works for a while, certainly pre-COVID. But that's an example of their ability to pivot and, be checking the pulse of the community. And I think that was a phenomenal move to do that. But again, the board was impressed by that. And then the rest of the story, BJ, is that Sonora Area Foundation and our founder, Irving J. Simons, we now try to honor the wishes of Mr. Simons. And this project hits several of those key buttons for him. Number one, youth was a big focus. Recreation, another. And, of course, he also supported the idea of economic development, and Brandon touched on that, the way that the park is going to facilitate economic activity. And also the elderly, and he mentioned the walking trail. I mean, we have a lot of lovely walking trails here in Tuolumne County, but accessibility can be an issue. And this one on Tuolumne Road, which is one of the most highly traveled roads in Tuolumne County, it will be very easy for people to just stop by, take a 15, 20-minute walk, get back in their car, and head back to where they're going. So all of that collectively added up to just significant enthusiasm for this project, a desire to help it come to fruition. Initially, the YSF board told us that their projection of costs to put the field in was about $3 million. And the way our board came up with $1.5 million was the idea of, we'll provide half of it, you guys go find the other half so that we can get this project done.
Go back to Brandon Meyer. So $1.5 million from the Sonora Area Foundation. Chicken Ranch also $500,000, correct?
Correct.
So what is kind of the status now when it comes to fundraising? Because you're still looking for additional money to finish the project, right?
Yeah, we are. So as Daryl mentioned, our initial project budget was $3 million. And through the efforts of obviously Sonora Area Foundation and Chicken Ranch and other donors, we got to about 2.6. And for us, we initially maybe thought we would phase some of this project in, and then when that kind of fundraising happened, we realized we didn't need to do that. We can be more efficient, save time, and save money by just starting the project. And so that was our plan as soon as those funds came together like that. And then unfortunately, I think as everybody's experienced some of the rising costs over the last couple years, our budget obviously has not avoided that. So our costs have increased. We're probably looking at more of a 3.5 range now, working on fine-tuning some of those numbers. So we were really close. We felt we weren't going to have any issues getting to the 3 over the course of the project. At this point, we're going to have to raise some additional funds. And the way that we're going to continue to plan our project, though, is we're going to get the field in, we're going to get pickleball in, we're going to get the artificial turf in, we're going to get the parking in, we're going to do probably 3/4 of the project, and we're going to anchor this rest of the fundraising efforts to try and finish off the pavilion in the back. So that way we can get this park open and people using it and not trying to just wait for the rest of the funds to come in.
So how can the community help the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County to get to that end finish line?
Yeah, support through donations would be phenomenal. And anybody who's interested, we have our website is easy to get to. It's ysftc.org. And on our site, there's a donate page. There's lots of ways to donate. Anybody that has questions, we'd love to talk to them about that, and they can reach out to us through the website or through our phone number, which is 209-600-PLAY. But any support that anybody could provide would be great. And we're also doing a brick campaign where anybody that wants to participate in the project physically can buy a brick, and they can engrave their names or family members, whatever they'd like. And we have a couple different sizes if people want to do a corporate logo or a business logo, some flexibility there. But it's a fun way to just be part of the project and help obviously raise funds for it.
So do you know offhand, like, price range for those bricks, what they range for?
Yeah, the small bricks are $150, and those are great for three lines. And then we have a double-sized brick at 500, and those are a little bigger. You can maybe get a little more on them or maybe a business name. And then for $1,000, we have the same larger size brick, but that you can actually etch a logo into it. And so these are really high-quality bricks, and they're lasered in. It's actually, they're really nice. So you can actually get a really nice rendering off of a graphic on that $1,000 brick.
And BJ, I love the brick program, and I also love that it points out the obvious, which is any size donation is welcome. I mean, we talk about the large donors, our corporate donors, et cetera, and absolutely they're important. But this is a community project, and we want hundreds, if not thousands, of donations. And I personally would just love to see that park just paved with bricks, representing all the families that have stepped up and contributed to this project.
Yeah, and I mentioned the foundation and Chicken Ranch. You, Daryl, you spoke at the groundbreaking. There's a really a long list of people who have stepped up to give to this project already, isn't there?
It's a terrific list, and it's growing, and that's really significant, because if you walk through the math on what Brandon just covered, they still need about $1 million, and in our community that's a lot of money. We've seen an increase in donations. Another way you can support the project is YSF have a fund, a charitable fund with us at Sonora Area Foundation. So you can come to Sonora Area Foundation and make a donation and apply it to that fund. And we also can facilitate stock gifts of appreciated stock, distributions from retirement accounts. It's a great way to support this project. But since the groundbreaking, we've seen an increase in activity, and we think that's just because top-of-mind awareness. It made people think again about this project, and then for some people, it was the realization that this project is actually going to happen.
Brandon, there have been different parks proposed at different times over the years. So again, for anybody who's unfamiliar, the exact location of where this is going to be, kind of adjacent to the original or the current Standard Park?
Yeah, it's immediately west of Standard Park. We actually share a fence line with Standard Park. So right next door, we're hoping to try and make some interconnections to facilitate Standard Park users and our users. So right next door to Standard Park, right off Stryker Court.
And this first phase you're working on now, are there kind of projected timelines?
Yeah, there is. So we're finishing out the grading, the large mass grading of the site. It looks great. It's fun to drive by and see the actual shape of the field now in the upper field. And then from there, the first part of September, we have a excavation company. JV Excavation is a local company. Local company Moyle Excavating did the first part as well. But the next stage is starting the first week of September. So you're going to see a lot of trenching and underground work. So getting in utilities, water lines, et cetera, all the major underground components are going to take place over the next month and a half or so. And then from there, it's really going to dictate, winter's going to dictate where we go from there. We're right in the middle of trying to fine tune some engineering with some of the grass companies that are going to help us try and do a high-performance grass field so that it drains quickly and you can get right back on it after a rain. And so we're not sure exactly how that's going to work as winter comes in. But we envision the field planted and potentially usable by this spring.
What can you tell us, too, about your board of directors and the type of people that make up this group?
We're really lucky to have the group we have. As we were starting to come together on this project, a lot of us knew each other already, and I think that helped. And then a lot of us, as we were looking at what we wanted to do, looked at each other and went, wow, this group is really meant to be. Yeah, we have a great group. If I could just run through names real fast. We have Joe Plume, Zach Garman, Brian Walbrink, Michelle McCormick, Jamie Roberson, James Evan, and Jesse Oliva. They're all in industries that really lend to this project. And so, we have engineers, we have contractors, we have people who know sports programs, we have entrepreneurial types, all business-minded. But more than anything, we all have young kids, and we have all coached, I'm pretty sure, maybe even spouses included, almost all of us have all coached at some level or some sport. And so we just really have a real dedication to try and make things a little better in the sports facility arena for our kids. And so it's just been a wonderful group.
Let me jump in and brag a little bit, because Brandon's very humble. It's a rock star team is what it is. And they click so many of their buttons. So Brandon's an attorney. Zach Garman, who's a development guy, who's been so involved in navigating the county and getting the permitting process. No longer on the board, but Jimmy Nixon is the financial person. He's a CPA. So again, our board looked at this, the construction people, the different levels of expertise and their ability to support the project in kind. And we're very, very impressed with that.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about a big project in Tuolumne County, Foundation Sports Park in Standard. On the program today, we're joined by Brandon Meyer, the president of the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County, and Daryl Slocum, the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about a major project in Tuolumne County on this weekend show, Foundation Sports Park in Standard. It's an initiative of the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County. We're joined by the group's president, Brandon Meyer, also the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, Daryl Slocum. I'll go back to Brandon Meyer as the president of YSF. What are some of the types of other things that your group is involved with?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate to get to meet a lot of great people who have a similar focus and interest as us in terms of youth sports and just sports facilities. So we've actually had an opportunity to work with the Tuolumne County Disc Golf Club, and we helped their project. They put in a disc golf course out in Pioneer Park, and so we worked with their club and the county to try and make that happen. So that was a lot of fun to participate in and facilitate. And then we've also been able to do some sponsorship of some local organizations who maybe needed a little bit of the administrative or nonprofit side help to get their club up and running and then facilitate how they can run. And so we've assisted the Sonora Mountain Bike Club, which is a really great group. They're doing mountain bike racing teams at our local high schools. And so they actually get a group of kids. They train in our area. And then they go off and do meets against other high schools. And I don't know if a lot of people know that's happening, but it's a fantastic program. Great group of people doing really neat stuff. And so we've been able to help them and support them. And then we've also done a similar program with the Tuco Elite, which is a local volleyball competition group that runs their group to go do high-end volleyball competition in the Valley. And so we've helped them get off the ground as well. And a big part of that was the Freedom Sports Facility that we've started to run here in town. And so it's a 30,000 square foot indoor facility. It's got four volleyball courts. It's got about 8,000 square feet of artificial turf down on the inside as well, where people can come in and play maybe an outdoor sport that they can't do because of the rain. We actually experienced a lot of that this winter. And so we had local Little League teams in there using the facility just to get some time maybe swinging the bat or throwing the ball around. And we've been a little quiet around this project just because we've, you know, slowly been trying to get it off the ground and running, but it's open, it's operational, and we really want the community to start using it. So anybody that's interested in that can reach out to us too, but it's right off of Camage near Standard Park, and it's the Freedom Sports Facility.
Yeah, exciting things here in Tuolumne County. Daryl Slocum, I'll go back to you. You know, anything else to kind of just add, kind of how this fits into kind of the greater plan of Tuolumne County and its impact here locally?
Well, I grew up in Tuolumne County, BJ, and I was involved with sports at an early age and visiting the various fields around the county. And I know that there are a lot of families that are supporting their kids' efforts to be involved and engaged, and it's an important part of the upbringing. And I love the way the Youth Sports Foundation group have come together and stepped up and said, you know, we need more and better facilities in Tuolumne County, and we're going to go out of our way to make this happen, to do it for our kids and for all the kids. And Sonora Area Foundation is here to support individuals and groups like that that want to make a difference in our community and want to make Tuolumne County an even better place to live and work. And this group, in my opinion, is just a fine example of that. And I think that's why Sonora Area Foundation stepped up to support this effort in the way that we did. So I applaud them, really excited about it. Like a lot of people, I'm just excited about seeing that dirt turn and just can't wait to see the green that's going to exist out there next to that field. And one thing we didn't talk about, which is important, I think, is, BJ, you mentioned the proximity to Standard Park. For years, Standard Park has been overrun with kids wanting to play soccer. I mean, there's so many, and it's a wonderful thing. But part of what Foundation Sports Park is going to do is to alleviate some of that overflow, because YSF have already talked to the county youth soccer group about helping with that overflow by having some of the games staged over at Foundation Sports Park. And so that's a wonderful benefit this group is going to bring to the county as well.
Underestimated, too, could be that walking trail. I mean, how many times people spend the whole day at Standard Park with different things, that walking trail might fit a nice niche here in the community.
I know. I'm excited to go out and walk it. And there's just something about being on a trail like that and seeing the kids out there running around playing their various sports and activities. It's just, to me, it's small town life, and I personally love small town life.
Got just a few more minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I might go back to you one more time. You know, first off, Brandon Meyer, if you can tell us if anybody who wants more information about YSF, what they can do, and then just any closing comments you'd like to make.
Yeah, please reach out to us. We have our website. It's ysftc.org. And welcome to call us. We have a phone number of 209-600-PLAY. Anybody that has any questions for me or just wants information, they can reach out to me directly. My email's BMEYER at ysftc.org. Really, lots of ways to get a hold of us, and we'll absolutely chat with anybody who wants more information.
And could be an exciting time here come next year.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's exciting to see the dirt, but it's really exciting to know that just in a short period of time, there's going to be a new play space in our community.
And Daryl Slocum, any closing comments you'd like to make?
Just like to thank Clark Broadcasting for this opportunity to come and talk about this project. And again, thank everyone who's come out to support it so far. BJ, you mentioned the groundbreaking. It was a wonderful collection of people from the community who've stepped up to support this project, and we expect more of that in the future.
Yeah, obviously a big project, a great thing for Tuolumne County. For those who want to learn more too, will there be any public events that are on the horizon?
Yeah, we're hoping to do, obviously, once the facility's up and running and we have our first people out on the field, we're going to do a groundbreaking ceremony. And we're actually in the middle of planning maybe some events in between, though. We'd love to do something out on site where we can have people show up, do something fun, and just enjoy the property while we're working on it. So we'll announce some plans on that soon.
Then on the website, is there a picture where people can see kind of the layout as well?
There is, yeah, and that's a great point. We also, on our Facebook page and Sonora Area Foundation's page, we're going to post regular updates. So we have some shots already of just the initial groundbreaking. We have a time-lapse camera, which is just kind of fun to see 30-second progression of 2 weeks just smashed together. So anybody that wants to see how the progress is going, they can just check it out online, and we'll have lots of updates on a regular basis.
And Daryl Slocum, Brandon mentioned that people want to make donations, they can reach out to the YSF. You also mentioned there's a fund at the Sonora Area Foundation. How does that work if people want to reach out to you?
They can walk into our office and drop off a check. They can go online and donate it with a credit card, or they can call us to make arrangements to make a donation.
Well, definitely an exciting project in Tuolumne County. It's the Foundation Sports Park. We've been joined on the program by Brandon Meyer, the president of YSF, and Daryl Slocum, the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you, BJ.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Definitely keep us posted on how things come along.
We will. Absolutely.
And that was a conversation this weekend about Foundation Sports Park. A programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, it is back to school time. We're going to be hearing from some school leaders off and on over the coming weeks on Motherlode Views. Next week, we're planning to hear from Ed Pelfrey, who is the superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District. He's going to be talking about what's new at Sonora High School this year. That's coming up next week on Motherlode Views. If you missed this or any past Motherlode View shows, you can find those archived in their entirety as well up on mymotherlode.com. In the media section. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.